Well, I'm very glad to be with you today for more than one reason. As Thursday, I went out to Florida to do a wedding, and you can do that. You get married in the Catholic Church, and then you can go have the reception on the beach if you want, but you have to do it in the Catholic Church. But on my way there, traveling at about 70 miles per hour, maybe a little bit faster, somebody dropped a fully inflated with steel rim spare tire onto I-10 right in front of me, and no chance to do anything but go over it. And thank goodness it messed up the bumper, but luckily it didn't hit the sensor for the airbag deployment, so that didn't go off, so that would have been a disaster. But thanks to the Lord for nobody getting hurt because of that. So always pray when you get in the car and ask for the Lord's blessing and protection. But the Holy Father, Pope Francis, is in Cuba right now. I think he's celebrating Mass right now as we speak. And he's actually closer to us now than he will be when he will be in Washington, D.C. About 1,100 miles to Cuba as the crow flies and about 1,200 to D.C. So actually closer there. And when he gets to New York, it'll be the 50th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's trip to the United States. I think the first pope to ever visit the United States. And he spoke to the United Nations, as Pope Francis will do. And Pope Francis has kind of patterned his papacy after that of Pope Paul VI. And today is also Catechetical Sunday. And the theme for throughout the United States is safeguarding the dignity of every human person. Safeguarding the dignity of every human person. And it works out well with our gospel today, where Jesus talks about the little children, right? And grabs a little child, puts it in their midst of the 12 apostles and says, you want to be first? This is how you're first. Serve the least. Because children in those days were certainly the very least of their society. They were just meant to be off to the side, don't make any noise, and just absolute obedience. And so Jesus wanted to show them that we have to have love in our hearts and service. It's not about who is number one. And Jesus was listening to their argument. So maybe we should all think about that when we are arguing. Jesus is listening in. He's right there in the midst of it. And would we be proud of what we are saying or doing in the midst of those kind of confrontations? So it probably help us to lower down the volume a lot and try to speak a little more logically rather than with so much emotion and so forth. But Jesus is listening in. St. James today tells us where all these problems come from. In the midst of the world, right? Wars and envy and jealousy and fighting and trying to be number one. He says, you're trying to put yourself first. But if you put others first, using the acronym JOY, Jesus first, others second, and yourself third, then things will go much better. There will be more peace in the world. And he says, you're praying for the wrong things. You're praying for material things and power and so forth, whereas you should be praying for the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit and the virtues of faith, hope, and love and things like that. And God will give those to you abundantly, and there will be much less violence in the world today. So to serve the little children, this is what we are all about, to bring them up in the faith and in the way of being good citizens in the world. In my previous parish, we asked the school kids that if your family had more time together, what would you like to do? And these are some of the responses that they gave. Pray together more. Play more. Go on vacation. Ride bikes together. Just be together. Go camping. And this one said what his mom wanted and what his dad wanted. He said, Mom wants more quiet time. Dad wants more time to relax. I want more vacations. One said, go to the water park, play board games, play the Wii, jump on the trampoline, go to church more often. I like that one. Go fishing, go to Dallas, go to a baseball game, play sports, see grandparents and cousins, eat breakfast together, watch TV together, go shopping, have a mother and daughter's day out, paint our house, go to the circus, go to the park, play chase, eat at Peking Gardens. A very specific place, right? The last one said, wish mom would cook more steak. So somebody likes the steak. But what a great joy that these children are to us and so very important to the world. When we serve them and serve the least in our midst, the poor and the needy, the sorrowing and so forth, we are being like Jesus our Lord. We are showing the image of Christ in our hearts. And so that is the task that we have to do every day of our lives, to be like Jesus. And so I'd like to close with this little story that somebody put together. I saw Jesus last week. He was wearing blue jeans and an old shirt. He was up at the church building. He was alone and working hard. For just a minute, he looked like a little like one of the church members. But it was Jesus, I could tell by his smile. I saw Jesus last Sunday. He was teaching a Bible class. He didn't talk real loud or use long words, but you could tell he believed what he said. For just a minute, he looked like my catechism teacher, but it was Jesus, I could tell by his loving voice. I saw Jesus yesterday. He was at the hospital visiting a friend who was sick. They prayed together quietly. For just a minute, he looked like our pastor, but it was Jesus, I could tell by the tears in his eyes. I saw Jesus this morning. He was in my kitchen making my breakfast. He then fixed me a special lunch to take with me. For just a minute, he looked like my mom, but it was Jesus. I could feel the love from his heart. I saw Jesus today. He was praying on his knees all alone. He then began to cry for those he prayed for. For just a minute, he looked like a lady from our church, but it was Jesus. I could see the compassion poured out of his prayer. I saw Jesus the other day. He was at the grocery store talking to a friend. He then put his arms around him to comfort him. For just a minute, he looked like a young mother in our ladies' class, but it was Jesus. I could see the concern for others who hurt. I see Jesus everywhere, taking food to the sick, welcoming others to his home, being friendly to a newcomer. And for just a minute, I think he's someone I know. But it's always Jesus, I can tell by the way he serves. So let's let everybody see Jesus in ourselves in the way that we serve with love in our hearts. And here at this Mass, we're coming to Jesus, the servant of all, who laid down his life to set us free and rose gloriously on a Sunday, as we do today. Let's thank him with all our hearts. Amen.